and thanks for joining on another episode of Blondes Living Boldly. I'm Emily.
And I'm Jade.
And if this is your first time listening to us, then hello.
Hello, but also where have you been?
Yeah, like we're here every week, guys. Mostly we aim for a Wednesday.
Normally it's a Wednesday. Yeah. We're doing good.
So no, far, so good. But for those of you who are new, a little bit about us. So we are blonde, obviously, hence the name. We are 30-something, officially. Mm-hmm. And we are girls, more so than women, only
we're
because...
We're females.
There you go. But we are trying our hardest to live as boldly as possible in a tiny little town in northern Italy.
Exactly, yeah. And if you're wondering why we're here, this podcast really is for anyone, I would say. Obviously,
definitely, being
that we live abroad, it's kind of focused around living abroad, people who want to move abroad maybe, want to just move, maybe you're stuck in a bit of a rut and you want some inspiration. So we're here for you weekly with our advice, adventures, mistakes, musings, everything in between.
Everything in between.
Mostly mistakes, but you know.
Yeah. And we hope you enjoy.
Exactly.
But today's episode is all about the summer body.
Your bikini body, your summer body, whatever you want to call it.
Obviously, unfortunately, summer technically is over.
Well, that's kind of why we wanted to check in with it.
We wanted
to see how you felt about it. How did
apologies
it go?
If that has upset anyone. It's upset us, but you know, it happens every year. Summer ends. So, but before we do,
of course,
carry on talking, we will do our customary cheers. So,
That's a cute one.
We're drinking pink Prosecco out of some rather lovely little champagne flutes that we may or may not have acquired from a chalet that, you know.
Yeah. Hmm. But they were really lonely in there, so that's why.
They didn't match anything else, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're very cute. They're very small. So we might have to top up during the episode.
Yes.
If you are listening and it's the morning, obviously grab yourself a coffee, grab yourself a drink, whichever takes your fancy.
It is evening, so that's why we are drinking. Okay, it's not 11 a.m. or anything like that.
It's 7:48 in the evening here.
So we feel Prosecco is...
It's loud, definitely.
It's loud.
Yeah.
Plus we live in Italy.
It's also a Friday evening, so...
Exactly.
Where we are right
where
now.
Where we are. Recording.
Yeah.
But there we go. We obviously want to talk about summer bodies, bikini bodies, as we said.
And beach bodies,
the
whatever
beach body,
you want to say.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, what does that mean to you?
Yeah. Did you feel like you had your perfect summer body? Did you not? Did you not give
do
a shit
you?
If you gave,
yeah.
if you did have one? Yeah.
Do you do anything in particular to get that body? Obviously, there is the saying goes that obviously a bikini body is anybody.
Yeah. Absolutely,
but
which I
know,
completely agree with. But
there
you
are many
also
of
have
us
to feel comfortable in the body you're in your bikini.
In your bikini,
so
or one piece, whichever you're wearing.
Yeah, that is part of it, right? And I don't know about you guys, but all summer I have been bombarded on social media with images of perfect women in their perfect little tiny bikinis. And I like the bikini when I look at it on said woman. But then if I am to buy one, it doesn't look the same on me.
No. And obviously I know it happens every year. Summer comes around, or should I say spring comes around, and then you start kind of get the influx of, you know, the workout stuff and, you know, like all your summer clothing comes in. So you're like, right, okay.
I need a new summer dress. Every year I'm like, I need a new summer dress. I need a new bikini. Why? I definitely don't need one, but it's because that's all I see.
That's all you see. But unfortunately, I feel that whenever you see said items, they are always on the perfect model.
Yeah, which, okay, is normal. And to be fair, we are moving away from it slightly. Maybe they're slightly more curvaceous these days.
Yeah.
But they're still there in... with their six-pack abs or with their, like...
Oh, my God. The perfect bum, the perfect legs or... Oh,
with a tan.
Yeah, they're always tanned. There's us who've been in hibernation all winter who are as pasty as ever.
In the mountains, in the snow all winter. I'm like, I can't...
I don't have that tan. I'm not going to look like that.
Emily, we're going to have to fake tan.
I mean, that's ultimately normally to what happens, but...
Yeah, I mean, we haven't actually been on many holidays this summer. We've both been on one, quite short one each. It's a bit different when you're at the beach and you're surrounded by people like that. Because normally I felt quite comfortable this summer, I would say.
Mm.
But that's probably because I'm by a lake with like old hikers.
Well, there's either no one.
Yeah.
Or there's
old hikers.
Or there's people that
I don't care about.
You don't care about.
So I think that's quite different for me. I felt quite comfortable this year, even though I'm not necessarily happy 100% with the way I look. Emily will vouch for this whenever we do pictures. I'm like, oh no, not that one. Oh no, not that one.
I mean, I'm the same as well. We both detest taking photos of ourselves, but unfortunately for Instagram, one has to do them.
It's all for the gram.
So, but yeah, I feel that there's always this pressure, and I don't know why we feel the pressure.
We feel it because it's literally all we hear. It's like
all you hear is all you see. It's, you know, everyone is talking about what's the best exercise to get this type of body. What's, you know, what you should be doing and what you should be eating. And, you know, you need to do this every day or,
yeah,
just so that you look good in a bikini for what, 1 week of your holiday or 2 weeks of the year.
Yeah, because realistically, especially if you live in the UK, like you're not getting in a bikini that often.
No, unless you go abroad, right? Yeah. I mean, here we obviously generally spend quite a lot of our summer in a bikini because it is hot and, you know, we are lucky that the weather here is a lot better than what it was in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think most people, you strive for this amazing body for literally a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe a month maximum that you're going to wear it.
Right.
Well, wear it as such.
But, it is mad because also, like, I know a lot of people, I don't know if you're one of these people where you're like, you have to lose weight for your holiday, right?
But why?
But then what happens when you go on holiday?
You eat everything, you drink everything, and then you come back and you're like, oh, shit.
I've actually gained more than what I lost.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at this, though, because... I'm a bit of a self-sabotager, so I'm like, I need to look like this when I go on holiday because I know, like, we have some friends down in Sardinia where we go on holiday and I know the girl looks absolutely perfect. She's one of those. And like, but then we'll go to the beach with them and I'm like, and I'm a whale, a pasty white whale.
When, in fact, you are not. Definitely not.
But she's, like, very tall and, like, just very, very slim.
God.
And yeah.
Yeah,
and you know, like, you know, you're gonna go for dinner with her, and she's gonna eat all the food, and you're gonna be like, "This is really unfair."
There's you with your salad, and there's her with a massive bowl of pasta.
Yeah,
probably,
exactly.
If she's
exactly.
Italian,
yeah, she is. But you know, I also have to realise that I'm never gonna have the same body that she has, and I think this is something that is worth talking about for us. This idea of the summer body, and all you see is, you know, perfectly slim.
Yeah.
Toned women who are probably in their 20s, early 20s.
So, yeah, they're younger than us. And it's a lot easier to have that type of body in your 20s.
Easy. I mean, I never, not saying that I ever did, because I definitely didn't.
No, I didn't either. But I'm assuming it's easier to get in your 20s.
Yes.
Yeah. Only because I now know it's hard. It's hard.
No, but I'm actually bothering to work out. I waited too long, basically, to work out. I think there's always going to be girls that comes naturally to,
mm-hmm.
or who are at all, like, we all have different builds, right? So even if I was the same weight as them, I might look completely different.
Yeah. Or you're, because every people are taller, shorter, they have a different metabolism, they have a different body type. Like, there are so many differences between women and men.
Yeah.
That I don't know why we always
but it's really hard not
the
to
same,
and this is why it's important to talk
body.
About because I literally all I see is that body.
Yeah, true.
So I think that's quite a big part of it, is that if all you see are these perfectly slim,
I know,
toned, and admittedly part of it's our fault because we follow obviously fitness influencers or whatever, so obviously they're paid to look like that.
Yes, that is their job.
Yeah,
you know, they work out for X amount of hours a day,
which obviously I shouldn't compare myself to that, but it's really hard not
to. But it is really hard, and I think, you know, especially as well, like, because Instagram knows like who you follow and stuff, they will obviously give you suggestions
based off that.
And like when you watch reels and, you know, everything.
Yeah, they always, if you are shopping for a new bikini, yeah, then all you are going to see
on your Instagram, because it knows.
Yeah. Maybe you've mentioned that you would like a new bikini to your mate whilst recording a podcast, then we'll find now is we're going to go on Instagram and be like,
summer's over, now I'm still going to see a load of bikinis.
They will be on sale, I mean, you know.
Ready for the winter, you know, because that's where we wear.
To be fair, we could go to the
hot springs, yeah, or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
But still,
it's just, I think, yeah, as much as social media is great, and we have said this many times before, like, it is great, but it is also probably one of the worst things, in a sense that it is on your phone, it is constantly there, and it's just a reminder. I think if you are someone who is not totally in love with yourself, which I would
count most of us in that
category. Like, I don't believe there's that many people who are. And I assume as well that the people that we strive to look like are probably also insecure.
This is the thing. So you can be striving to look like someone or be like, oh, but they look perfect like that.
Mm.
But that poor person will look in the mirror and go, oh, I want that, or I want...
I know.
And me and Emily have spoken about this between ourselves before as well. So we're very different body types.
Very different, yeah.
So I'll sit there and I'll be really jealous of Em because she's tiny and really skinny compared to me. And, you know, I look at pictures of the two of us and I literally look huge because she's tiny. Because I'm a lot taller and you're a lot smaller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In general.
There is just that difference.
I have wider hips, I have wider shoulders, I'm taller. Like, I am bigger. Even if I was thinner, I would still be a lot bigger than you.
Yeah, because I am a short ass.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my whole family are short asses. So I've inherited...
the short ass gene.
Yes.
Yeah. So obviously I can sit there and... we do this quite a lot because obviously we edit our pictures, or we look at our pictures and we have to choose a picture to put on Instagram. I say edit, we put one filter on. But
yeah, to basically make us more tanned in the summer.
Literally just for that.
So
there's obviously, we have to look through those pictures and it's hard not to compare yourself. And then obviously, but Em might do the same with me.
Yeah.
She might be like, why have you got boobs? That's not fair.
Well, yeah, I don't have boobs and I'm a short ass, as I said, and I don't get as tanned as you. And there's many, many things that I could list off, but it'd be very boring. But yeah, that's the thing. Like, even between us as friends, like, we are constantly in, you're trying to compare yourself.
Well, because we're looking at these pictures. Obviously, I wouldn't necessarily do that if we didn't take as many pictures as we have to take, but
unfortunately we're not perfect, so we have to take multiple pictures.
Yeah, it takes a while. I'm like, oh, Emily's eyes are closed, oh, my mouth's open, oh.
Yeah, there's many reasons as to why we have to take lots of photos. But
yeah,
I think, yeah, if you, it's not, yeah, you haven't just got the people who you spend time with now to compare yourself to, you've got the whole world,
yeah,
at your fingertips, literally, on your
phone.
And
obviously, as you know, as we know, attractive people, generally attractive, I say in inverted commas.
Yes.
Probably have more followers.
They do.
Therefore, you're more likely to see them because more people are watching their stuff, so they're going to be pinged to the top, aren't they?
Yeah, or they're going to repost, or... Yeah. So even if you don't necessarily follow that person, you're going to see it because someone else that you do follow follows. So yeah, it's one of those.
So how do we stop ourselves comparing ourselves to other people? How do we feel comfortable in a bikini? Emily, have you got any advice, any top tips of how you feel better in a bikini? How you embrace oneself in the summer?
God.
Did you manage to do that this summer? Did you not?
Well, I think I'm the opposite to you in a sense that I feel like I've worked out less this summer.
Okay.
I've actually been lazier as such. I've just been like, I've struggled to kind of motivate myself, which I know everyone, you know, It is a struggle for a lot of people to self-motivate. But I've normally always been quite strict with myself, and I have always been able to kind of maintain a decent level of fitness. Whereas for some reason this summer, I don't know, I felt I really struggled, and I kind of, yeah, I don't know why. And I don't know if it was anything in particular that stopped me. I don't know, but yeah. So I don't know if I necessarily had the bikini body I wanted, but at the end of the day, my body is my body.
Yeah.
And if I'm not, if I, like, you're the one who has to do something about it if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, you know, ultimately had to say to myself, well, you didn't, like, you're going on holiday. You're going to have, you're going to be wearing a bikini because I'm going to be going on the beach.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to lump it and like it.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, it's only down to myself to blame as such that I didn't. But then again.
But do you need to blame yourself? Do you need to just be like, well, I am where I am today. And
exactly.
This is,
because actually, yeah, you should not blame yourself.
See, I would say last summer I was less motivated, like during the spring months or whatever. Like I kind of got to where I wanted to be, like almost where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
In the winter. And then I stopped. which is like, obviously it doesn't work because, you know how they say like summer bodies are made in winter.
Ours certainly aren't.
Mine aren't, but like I did have a good year last year because we didn't have a proper winter season.
No, we didn't. So we did a lot of hiking.
We did a lot of snowshoeing. I did a lot of working out and I had a really good routine. And then I think I got to like April and I kind of lost it all basically. And then but because I'd done so well, I then looked in the mirror and was really unhappy. And the more you're unhappy, the more difficult it is to motivate yourself. Because it's, personally, I think that working out is an act of self-love. It's an act of self-care. And that's where I found myself. But then I was back to that point of like punishing myself.
Oh, God, yeah.
Which you don't want to be in.
No.
Because the more you do that and the more that it's a punishment working out, you then kind of...
You don't do it. You don't want to do it.
Or you get into that negative cycle of you're like... You work out to punish yourself because you've eaten this or because you've eaten that or you've
done this
or you've done that. And it's just not, it's not the way to live.
No.
But it is very addictive. So
Yes. I have done that many a times as well. I think it is really hard. Mm. It is really hard. And I think I'd be interesting. I mean, I do remember like seeing stuff on kind of Instagram and on social media over the summer where I don't feel like I was the only person that lost motivation over the summer.
I think it's quite normal. I think,
yeah, is that sometimes
Your routine changes in the summer. So like obviously in winter you're home earlier normally because it's dark outside. So you could maybe work out in the evening, or maybe you're able to wake up earlier because you went to bed earlier.
Yeah, you went to bed. Yeah.
Or, you know, there's
you didn't drink as much the night before. Or
no, after Christmas, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think this year's been better for me, but I think it's actually mostly been better for me because I didn't achieve my goals anyway. So it wasn't like, oh, well, you achieved something and then you fucked it all up type thing.
Yep,
it was you're kind of just maintaining where you're at, which you're not 100% happy with, but you're not that unhappy with either. So I've stayed in the middle with my workout routine, but also I've changed my workout routine.
Yes, you have.
And that was a massive thing for me of like, that's what I found last year is that I'd gotten into this like very strict routine with myself. And then by come April, I was bored of it.
Mm.
So I had like a 6 month routine and then I was like, now I'm bored.
So then what do I do?
Whereas I'm probably more flexible with myself at the moment. So I'm not doing that. You're bad human because you didn't do your guide.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, well, what do I feel like doing today? Do I want to do cardio? Do I want to do weights? Do I want to do Pilates? Do I want to just go for a walk?
Yeah, listening to your body and then working out kind of accordingly.
Which works sometimes. Obviously, some days you just feel lazy, right? So obviously some days you need to kick yourself up the arse and go, do your workout because you'll feel better for it.
Which ultimately I always do.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah, I always
and
do.
And I'm not just saying it's because... and I'm not just saying that or saying it's because like I know I'm gonna look good after it. It's more because of what it at, like the hormones it releases and everything, and it kind of just sets you up for the day. Like I find my energy levels are a lot higher, like I'm just generally in a better mood. It's like,
oh yeah, all day I feel, but I also, it's that sense of achievement, like especially if you do it in the morning, then you know you've done it all day. But also I'd say this summer I've been better at going, okay, well, you didn't do it this morning, you're feeling a bit rubbish, your energy's low, why don't you do it now at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
That's
food's
where
digested.
I'm really bad.
But then that's where I think I've obviously found a new, like, so my new routine is mostly with Grow With Joe, which I would highly recommend to anyone that's struggling to get into a routine, because they're fun. And also, like, today I did half an hour of Pilates with Lily Sabri, and then I did her 12-minute one after. But I also enjoy it, and it, like, who knew you can burn so many calories dancing around like a prat in your living room?
Oh, no. That is what I love.
But also, because they were 12-minute ones and there's beginner-friendly ones, you know, if my back was hurting, that's kind of how I found her. It was cardio where I don't have to do burpees or...
Well, no, and it's mostly standing, isn't it?
It's mostly standing.
Because for us, we both struggle with the whole going from the floor to standing to the floor.
Yeah.
When you know you're only standing and you're not like leaping around.
But it's like the other day I was feeling really low. I didn't want to do a workout. And I was like, Jade, just do. So I'd been for a walk with a dog, which did help. Obviously, having a dog this summer has massively helped, because every day I hit my 10,000 steps or whatever, because the dog has to go for a walk. And
it's great.
And when I start going for a walk, I then want to continue walking. So she gets me out of the house because she gives me the eyes and I have to move.
You have to, yeah. Get off your ass, Mum. I want to go for a walk.
Yeah. So that has massively helped as well. But yeah, then like I got back and it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was like, just do a 15-minute workout. You know what I ended up doing? I ended up doing 45 minutes, didn't I? Because I did a 15-minute workout and then I did a half an hour workout because I was really enjoying it.
Fair.
So
like it.
That's why I like it, because it gets you into it. But it's not... Yeah, it's less about the body this year for me, I think.
It's kind of finding that new routine or new love of working out.
And I like it because I use different people, so I'm keeping it a little bit fresh for myself, because I don't want to get to a point where I'm following one guide and then...
Yeah, no. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You kind of feel bad if you miss a day, or you kind of think, well, I only did that workout like 2 weeks ago and I don't really want to do it again, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, me and Emily used to have like a chat where we'd force ourselves to do this one workout. But I remember there was one workout which we both hated.
Oh my God.
And we were like, it's the outfit.
It's going to be that
workout again.
Yeah. The one where there's a shit ton of burpees and it's like fucked both our backs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. No, it is. I am really bad, because if I do not do the workout in the morning, that's it. I'm not going to do it.
Fair.
I used to obviously be the reverse of that, and I used to always do it in the evening, like when I worked in London and stuff. You know, I'd finish work and then go and work out at the gym, but I'm terrible now.
But you like a routine.
I like a routine, and for me, mornings are my most productive. Like, I'm most productive with work. I'm most productive if I do a workout. Like, it's kind of like, it sets me up for the day, and I then feel like my day runs
but
better.
But then do you then speak to yourself in a way that you're like, well, I've missed my workout, so that's done?
Yeah.
I feel like you decide that for yourself, right?
Oh, God, yeah, 100%.
You're like, oh, no, I didn't do it this morning, so I'm not going to do it.
No.
Whereas actually you could be like, I haven't done this morning, so I'll just do a short one.
Yeah, no, yeah, I am really bad. It will be like, oh no, I've missed that time slot, so I'll just have to wait for that to come back round tomorrow. I don't know why.
Maybe you might want to change.
I know, I really should. But I don't know what it is. It's just almost like I have this time frame in which I have to do my workout, and if it doesn't get done in that time frame,
it's not getting done. I mean, I also find it harder to be motivated in the afternoon. I think most people do, right?
Well, as soon as I've eaten, that's it. I'm like, I get into that thing of like, oh my God, my body is so like,
yeah. Oh, especially after lunch.
Yeah,
I get very lethargic.
I can't do that.
It's lucky, because if I am on holiday in the sun, I don't tend to eat lunch because I'm not hungry at lunch because it's hot.
No, yeah. Same. I'm the same. If it's too hot, I'm like, no, or I want fruit or an ice lolly or something that's cold. Don't know if ice lolly is the best option, but there you go.
I love an ice lolly.
I know. They're very refreshing.
Not good for recording a podcast if you...
Oh, yeah, FYI, if you do want to... yeah, record a podcast, don't eat one. We ate one during the summer and both of us ended up making a
I can't remember which episode it was. Feel free to go through. It's definitely season two. But
season two. I want to say like third episode.
Yeah, something second like or third. That. Apologies for that, guys. We thought it might work. It didn't.
It didn't. We couldn't cheers either. Mm. So it just, it was a fail. A failed mission, but it's fine.
It's fine.
We learned from it.
So, final question I have for you. Have you ever had a official summer body, bikini body, revenge body, whatever type of fucking body you want to call it?
No. I don't. I mean, I think I was probably my most fittest at university, which is rare because obviously...
Yeah, most people gain weight.
Most people gain weight.
But you did sports.
But A, I did a sports degree, so I had to do... I had to work out. Like, I had to do a
sport. Yeah, normally for a sports degree...
You kind of have to do sport, right? But I played rugby, so that was my thing. Mm. So for 3 years of my life, rugby was my life, and I did rugby 7 days a week. So whether I was playing it, training, in the gym. Mm. So I would say my body then was probably the best. But again, then I was, what, 18 to 21?
Yeah.
So again... Like, I don't, yeah, I was very young. I then feel like when I did, obviously, when I did the lovely commuting and the working in London, that's was when I was at my biggest.
Okay.
And I was probably at my most unhappy,
yeah,
I would say. But I, it wasn't that I wasn't working out. I still worked out, you know, I either did a workout in the morning or in the evening. But for me, I was always tired. I was sat at a desk all day. My eating habits were terrible because all we did on my team was have bloody M&S, you know, the little tubs of snacks. I don't know, you get like Rice Krispie.
Oh, that's so good. Why are they so good?
Rice Krispie things, flapjacks.
The bucket. Oh, the little flapjacks. It's the flapjacks.
The buckets, okay?
M&S flapjacks. Oh, my grandma used to buy them. Oh, all butterflies. Oh.
Yes. So we always had, and they always did like 3 for 2. And yeah, we had an M&S right opposite the office.
That's dangerous.
So every lunchtime, someone would go and buy them and they'd appear at the desk.
Yeah, because for the afternoon. Realistically, you're in an office, mostly women, I'm assuming, in fashion.
Fashion, yeah.
So someone's on their period, so someone's craving them.
Oh my God, it was terrible. So yeah, every day there were snacks.
Oh dear.
So yeah, I feel for me, that was like my most negative about my body, because as much as I was trying really hard to like work out and have like a positive kind of outlook on the way I looked, I wasn't helping myself by being sat at a desk all day,
yeah,
eating shit.
Because... It is really hard if you're sat at a desk all day. Mm. And also, so I like the less you do, the less you want to do. It's one of those things. So
I
sat down all day, yeah,
force myself to do any sort of workout, mm, because I was in the office, you know, from 7 a.m. in the morning until 9, 10 o'clock at night. So I would have to force myself to go in later or go in but do a workout from the gym at the office, mm, or leave earlier. And obviously, yeah, in, you know, times that you'd be like, yep, I'm going to do that today. And then something,
yeah,
would
something
happen,
comes up and you can't.
And you,
yeah,
can't. So then I kind of used to get into this negative cycle of not being able to do anything. And it just, yeah, until I moved out here. And that's when I kind of got back into my rhythm of.
We definitely,
you know,
didn't the first season.
Oh, no, no,
Let
no.
Let me tell you guys, the amount of cheese we ate the first season was disgusting. Like, we look back on it now, the dishes we used to make.
We'd have like
four cheeses in a dish. And a lot of them.
Yeah.
And now when we eat food, we're like, do you remember when we used to put this in? It was bad. It was bad.
I mean, we love cheese. We do love cheese.
We do. And also, like, both of us obviously living together, we were just like, should we put some more cheese in? Should we open another bottle of wine? Should we open the chocolate?
Yeah, I think, yeah, first year was bad.
Bailey's Day.
Oh, my God, guys. So, note to anyone out there, whether you are wanting a summer body, bikini body, revenge body, nothing body, still don't do this. Okay?
Never do this.
We decided one miserable winter's day We'd been at work. We came back. We didn't feel like skiing or what have you.
We're in a bit of a bad mood. I think it was snowing or something outside. Yeah.
It was a particularly bad day, and we decided, you know what? We're going to snuggle up in bed and we're going to watch girly films.
Which we obviously do.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we suddenly remembered we had a bottle of Baileys. So we were like, we might as well make ourselves one, you know, whilst we're in bed, you know, watching Sex in the City, or I think it was Sex in the City.
It was, yeah.
Well, the one glass turned to two, turned to three.
We finished the bottle, guys. We finished the bottle.
And we then wondered why we felt so sick.
I spent the maybe 2 days feeling nauseous after that.
Yeah.
And now I can't have Baileys, really.
Well, I can, but at Christmas time.
At Christmas, but like one. A small one at that.
But yeah, that is not something that we recommend.
Let's not overdo it. I don't know, what we went off topic with that, but...
Well, no, it's still kind of like, yeah, the things I think not to do.
Like, you go in and out of these phases, right, of like, and it's not that you shouldn't treat yourself or that you need to look a certain way in a bikini. That's definitely not what we're saying.
No.
Look however you want to look, eat whatever you want to eat. Just, we don't recommend the whole bottle of Baileys. That's not a good idea.
No.
But, you know, you can do whatever you want to do and look however you want to look. But at the end of the day, it's feeling happy with yourself. And I would say that winter, neither of us felt particularly happy with the way that we looked.
No. But it was then the next winter when we got into hiking.
Yeah. And we kind of found exercise more. I mean, I spent years saying I'm never going to do a workout.
Not wanting to work out.
When Emily first met me, I'd never wanted to work out. And then, obviously, now I love it. So it is a slow progression from doing absolutely bugger all to finding hiking, to wanting to work out. Like, it happened very slowly for me of, like, realising that there was joy in exercise. I mean, I did used to run, but...
Yes, you were a runner. You sailed, you snowboard.
Yeah, so it's not like I did no exercise at all. It was that doing a YouTube workout or doing, like, HIIT, I was like, ugh. Why would you do that? Why would you want to squat?
I mean, I still sometimes go, why am I doing this?
Yeah. I mean, we say that with hiking as well. But yeah, I would say in terms of this whole summer body,
it's bollocks.
It's absolute bollocks.
I think as well, it's that term, whether it be summer body, bikini body, beach body, is probably the main trigger for most men or women out there having a negative feeling about their own self.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can't sit, like, you can sit there and compare yourselves to others, but it's not going to lead you to a good place, right?
No.
So me and Em do it from time to time, and then we try and stop ourselves doing it, or we'll have a laugh and a joke about it, and I'll be like, oh, well, I look the size of a house next to you, thanks for that. But like, we'll try and turn it into a positive, really.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key. And I would say, like, this summer, I'm not sure, but I feel bigger than I probably was last summer, or maybe the same in terms of my weight, in terms of like measuring myself or whatever, because I do want to lose weight. I'm just not doing a very good job of it, but but I feel better. So I would say I feel
so
more
almost,
comfortable
in it.
I feel more ready to, because I know that I can do these things. You know, I've climbed a mountain this year. I've done this, I've done that. And who gives a crap at the end of the day? Like,
well, really,
I have
no
a body.
And it can do amazing
and
things.
And it can do great things.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, why do we then try to make it look a certain way or do certain things when actually...
Like, now I would say that the main reason for working out is because, like, I want to do this cardio because I want to be able to go for a run with my partner, or I want to be able to hike a mountain, or I want, like...
Yeah, you're doing them more for a reason rather than just to look good.
I mean, I still like to look good, right? But...
I assume everyone does.
But I don't look that bad, so we'll go with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think ultimately everyone should be doing things for yourself,
yeah,
and so that you feel confident within yourself. So, you know, regardless of what it is,
we all have summer bodies, guys. Admittedly. And also, if you can't tone it, tan it, as my friend would say. So,
oh my god. yes, if you can't tone it, tan it.
Listen,
and if it's not real,
just fake it, you know. But I always feel better with a tan, right? I would like, so a summer body for me is having a good tan.
Yeah, that's actually more of what I care about.
Wear sun cream, guys, like, be safe.
Oh yeah, but we are vigilant people with sun cream, okay?
But I do love to lie in the sun like a lizard. I enjoy that. So It don't
recharges
hate me,
from. Me.
Yeah. Oh, but nothing hits quite like a nap on the beach. You know, when you wake up, you go straight in the sea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Oh, the memories of summer.
It was not long to wait, guys.
A distant memory. A whole year to wait now. Yeah. Never mind.
But
it's fine.
We've got loads of good stuff coming. So.
Winter season.
Exactly.
It's all good.
It's time to get cozy. Don't drink too much Baileys.
Don't drink too much Baileys. You know, Christmas will be upon us at some point, I'm sure.
You're not allowed to say it yet, Emily. You can't mention Christmas till November. It's not allowed.
No, it's in the future. It's not close. But, you know, winter's coming.
Oh dear. Anyway. So we're going to end with a little question because we keep forgetting to ask, so we're going to ask ourselves now.
Yes.
So, what have you done boldly recently?
What have I done boldly recently? Not killed a dog. I'm joking, literally.
Emily would never kill a dog.
I would never, ever kill a dog. I love dogs. However, I have been dog sitting. Mm-hmm. And let's just say he has tested my patience.
Yeah, he is. He's a patience tester.
So.
But you're going to go with not killed a dog. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or not killed him, but you know what? Like.
Not lost your temper.
Not lost my temper with him. I'm trying to be more calm and understanding of how stupid he is.
If you guys have seen our Instagram, he is actually on our Instagram. He is a beautiful golden retriever, but he is also an arsehole. So.
And he has one brain cell.
Yeah, it just rolls around. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't.
So, yeah.
Okay, fair.
Fair. You?
I'm going to go. So recently, well, August, we organised a wedding at my partner's restaurant, which meant that I had to speak English, speak Italian, arrange things, not kill human men, not anyone from the wedding, just
no.
for the planning process. My partner or someone else.
There.
You know who.
I know who.
And yeah, I think that was quite a big feat for me. I quite enjoyed it. It was quite a fun experience. And yeah, it was pretty bold because I had to do most of the organising.
Well, you've never organised a wedding before.
No,
I'm
admittedly,
assuming.
It was a small wedding. It was just like a meal. But still, there was quite a lot that went into it. And it involved me speaking quite a lot of Italian somehow in the end. So
yeah.
I don't know how that happened. So yeah, we'll go with that.
Fair.
Speak to them in the kitchen. I also had to cook some of the food. So that,
oh
yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, definitely. No, I'm sure I'll think of something better once the podcast's end, but...
Well, maybe write it down, save it for next time.
Yes. That's what I need to start doing, guys.
Yeah, I'm really bad at it.
I can never remember
should
what...
We should start writing in our journals, what have you done boldly and then we
today.
Just have to open it and...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is such a good idea. Okay.
Okay,
tomorrow.
In future. Guys, write it down.
Write it down. If you can't remember, write it down.
But yeah, have a think. What have you done boldly recently? If you can't think of anything, then make tomorrow or make today the day.
Yes, because it doesn't... I mean, sometimes you can't be bold every day.
Yeah.
So whatever it is that week, month.
Yeah.
Whatever you've done.
Pop yourself out of your comfort zone. Have a little peer around.
Yeah. You know.
Anyway, guys, thank you so, so, so much for joining us. We've enjoyed this one as a nice little chat, a nice little discussion about our...
We'd love to hear your thoughts, you know, like get involved, guys. We've got... email subscription, we've got a website, we've got Instagram. Just go on Google, type in Blondes Living Boldly,
you'll
find us. And let us know, how did you feel about the summer? Did you have
feel
that summer body?
Did you not?
Yeah.
And if you didn't, what do you want to do so that next year you're like...
I look hot, guys.
Feeling your own oats.
But on that note, we will love you and leave you guys.
Yeah. Ciao for now.
Ciao for now.